Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. Early childhood education is something Oklahoma has traditionally done well. But as parents fear the effects of COVID-19 on their youngest children, the state is seeing a steep drop in the number of students enrolled in pre-K and kindergarten programs. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports on the decline.
A couple dozen four-year-olds are singing a classic preschool song in Michelle Bobbitt's class at Johnson Pre-K Center in North Oklahoma City. It's the first day of school, and these kids are learning the basics, including the words to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Most of them already knew it, so they sounded really cute singing it.
Nailing down those basics is incredibly important for four-year-old students. Bobbitt says this is a crucial piece of their development.
I think we need a good foundation for kindergarten, and preschool is definitely the starting point.
But many children in Oklahoma City and across the state have missed out on early childhood education because of the coronavirus pandemic. Last year, for the first time in two decades, Oklahoma lost public school enrollment, and most of that came from hemorrhaging pre-K and kindergarten students.
It's incredibly concerning because we know how important that time in school is for students.
That's Lauren Jenks Jones, Executive Director of Early Childhood Curriculum and Instruction for Oklahoma State Department of Education. Last year, enrollment in pre-kindergarten and kindergarten dropped by more than 7,000, and those kids will miss out on important developmental screenings and special education services.
I think the biggest long-term effects are kind of yet to be seen, but we do know that the intervention services and students not being able to get that critical early intervention is going to be a big one.
That's why Jinx Jones and other early childhood leaders are pushing schools to get students to enroll in pre-K and kindergarten this fall.
But this year, they may have to be intentional about revisiting enrollment in the middle of the year and reaching out directly to those families that they know could use the services of the school.
With the drop-off in early childhood enrollment, many kids will be old for their grade for years to come. And Jinx Jones says that will have a ripple effect. Traditionally, Oklahoma has strong outcomes from early childhood programs, consistently ranking high on national lists because of universal pre-K and public schools. And that foundation has set up students for academic success.
So alongside that, there's also just a plethora of cognitive development that is happening between the ages of 2 and 7. It's critical years for students to develop that love of learning, those interpersonal skills, as well as the academic foundations that are really going to set them on a pathway forward to success.
It's unclear what the numbers will look like this fall statewide. But in Oklahoma City, on the first day of school, the pre-K and kindergarten programs were about half full with only 1,300 students. Back in the Johnson Pre-K Center, OKCPS Superintendent Sean McDaniel says it's just so important to let kids know they're cared for after a hectic year where they might have felt forgotten.
A lot of that has to do with what you see here, just loving on these kids and making them feel special and important and that they have a place here and all those good things. If we can do that well, we're going to be just fine.
Improving that social-emotional well-being of students is critical. And McDaniel says having kids in classrooms like the ones at Johnson Pre-K Center will go a long way. But still, everything can change quickly. Bobbitt says that's part of what makes teaching right now so difficult.
Give yourself grace and, you know, you can have plans. You might get through them, you might not.
The best thing she says any teacher can do is lay a foundation for school moving forward. And that means no matter what comes, instilling a love of learning for the dwindling numbers of pre-K and kindergarten students. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
Today is Giving Day with Texoma Gives. Some of your favorite nonprofits are asking you to donate today before 10 p.m. Here is Tiffany Esco with Family Promise.
What we are is we are a homeless shelter and a rehousing program right here in Lawton, Oklahoma. We specialize in the whole family, and we keep the entire family unit together. There's only two other Family Promises in the entire state of Oklahoma, and that's up by Tulsa. So we really cover a huge part of the state of Oklahoma. Today, we have the Texoma Give. Go to texomagives.org and search Family Promise. What that is it's a one day of giving, and it's all online, so it's very safe. Go to texomagives.org, search Family Promise, and if you go between 2 and 3, Bank First is going to match us up to $500. If you're looking for a specific time that will really help us, it'll double our money, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. today, and we will be live at Bank First at that time.
State Impact Oklahoma on KCCU is sponsored by Oklahoma Contemporary, announcing the Art Now 2021 exhibition, showcasing 115 works by 27 Oklahoma artists, including Bert Seaborn. More at oklahomacontemporary.org. KCCU encourages you to be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.